war is over, okay? You understand that?
The release of the remaining hostages in Gaza could begin as soon as 11 p.m. or midnight Eastern. Also, as part of the ceasefire, we could also see the release of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees being held by Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. troops have started arriving in Israel, where they're establishing a coordination center to support and monitor the ceasefire. A big storm on the east coast, the nor'easter, threatening to bring significant coastal flooding to the region for days. States of emergency in New Jersey and New York. Day 11 of the government shutdown, a federal health official saying in the process of laying off large numbers of health employees, the Trump administration mistakenly issued a reduction in force notices to members of key CDC offices due to a coding error. This is ABC News. Two deadly mass shootings in Mississippi after high school football games Friday. The death toll climbing in the shooting in Leland. ABC's Olivia Rubin.
A shooting that occurred at an event after a homecoming sort of event, not on campus, but officials originally saying 4 people killed on scene, over 20 others injured. That has now risen after they say 2 more people succumbed to their injuries. That leaves 6 dead. And they're releasing some information about some of those victims. It's heartbreaking. They're young. It's a 19-year-old, 2 18-year-olds killed during this, but they are not yet saying if they have anyone there in custody.
In a separate shooting, 2 people were killed at a high school football game in Heidelberg, Mississippi. An 18-year-old male person of interest is in custody. Former NFL quarterback and Fox Sports host Mark Sanchez released from the hospital and booked in Indiana's Marion County Jail. Sanchez facing felony battery and other charges from an altercation last week with a delivery driver in Indianapolis. Dave Packer, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 57 at our studios.
Sweet as the punch. as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
Set your alarm clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls and fortress deep and mighty. Friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock.
rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
That my lover, la, 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 la. was just for you.
Timeless Hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
from our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
for the night time. Forget the day. They'll up up tight time.
Up tight time.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, for the night time.
It's a time to brew.
Oh, time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the night time.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. For the night time,
to
forget the day,
day
of up up tight
time,
baby chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
the time to
brew, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Now
help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
97.9 WGBW. Caution, we can be habit-forming.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet
snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Traveling to Tel Aviv this hour, an Air Force One President Trump saying the war between Israel and Hamas is over.
I think people are going to behave. Everybody knows their place.
ABC's David Muir is in Tel Aviv.
With just hours to go before the hostages are expected to be released, we walk through what's become known as Hostages Square here in Tel Aviv. Everywhere you look, reminders of the hostages taken captive by Hamas, their faces, their stories. The crowd quietly singing Alleluia. There is cautious optimism here.
A major storm bearing down on the East Coast tonight. A nor'easter threatening to bring significant coastal flooding, heavy rain, and high winds to the region. Meanwhile, the remnants of Typhoon Halong in the Pacific Ocean has brought massive flooding to the western regions of Alaska. Reports of multiple homes that have been swept away there and possibly people missing, too. This is ABC News. The NTSB is investigating a helicopter crash along a beach in Southern California Saturday that left five people hospitalized. ABC's Melissa Adan in Huntington Beach.
The helicopter, part of Huntington Beach Cars and Copters event, scheduled today.
First, I was like, is this part of the show?
Eyewitnesses also telling ABC News they saw what looked like fuel leaking out of the helicopter as it fell. But luckily, it did not burst into flames. Now, officials working to figure out what went wrong.
Former NFL quarterback and Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez has been released from the hospital, and he's been booked at a jail in Indianapolis today, facing a felony battery charge and three misdemeanor charges.